I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's clear that Russia is the winner in the conflict this week with its southern neighbor, Georgia. What is less clear is how it all began. Moscow says Georgia started the conflict by attacking Russian peacekeepers in the Georgian breakaway region of South Ossetia. The Georgians say they were provoked. The Russians say that more than 1,500 civilians were killed in Georgia's attack on South Ossetia, but the group Human Rights Watch says so far it's only been able to confirm 44 deaths. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford has been traveling with the Russian military in South Ossetia, and she sent us this report.
As we entered the capital, Skhinvali, the damage was shocking. Barely a building here escaped unscathed. Some are just smoke-blackened shells now. In one residential area, we saw a whole street that's been reduced to rubble. Elsewhere, there are mountains of shattered glass. Those who didn't flee as refugees are now emerging from their basements to begin the clean-up. But there's no running water here now and no electricity.
I'm just outside a five-story apartment block here. And in the middle, where there were two windows, there's now two gaping holes. Up above, the balcony is blackened by fire. There is shrapnel damage to the walls. And just here, the people who used to live there. This lady's just going to show me to the basement that she hid out in during the bombing. Just going inside her building and down the stairs. It's absolutely pitch dark down here. It's so damp. There's a little lamp here and a tin of condensed milk and a little bit of bread and a bench.
We were here 4 days and four nights. We couldn't sleep. We had no water. We had nothing. I just sat here with my 16-year-old son, Lucia tells me. She and her friends are furious about what's happened to their city, and they're very clear who they blame for that. Georgia's president, Mikhail Saakashvili, who sent troops to retake control of this breakaway region. Saakashvili is a lowlife, she says. They signed a ceasefire, but he can start bombing us again any minute. Look how many people died here. We will never join Georgia now after this. We'll cope on our own. On the outskirts of Skhinvali, a Russian military helicopter soars into the sky. Despite international calls to withdraw, we saw fresh soldiers being deployed to Ossetia. The deputy commander of Russia's ground forces, Igor Konashenkov, said the army came to Ossetia to support Russian peacekeepers here who were attacked by Georgian troops. They've had no order to leave.
We now have control over almost all this region. We have been ordered to stop fighting, but we will stay in Ossetia. We are standing firm.
As we headed out of Skhinvali on the armored vehicle, I saw several houses in flames and many others burned out. These were villages where ethnic Georgians lived in Ossetia before this conflict began. So I asked the military spokesman we were travelling with who was burning the houses.
There were snipers there, and they were driven out. The special forces will have used mortars and firebombs, and the houses went up in flames. It's not revenge burnings. There was sniper fire from there only yesterday. So this is the response.
Some suggest Ossetian militia are looting and burning in the Georgian villages. We couldn't investigate that on this trip, but either way, it's clear there'll soon be little left for the Georgians to return to here. This conflict has already destroyed any trust between Georgians and Ossetians. Now it looks like any chance of reconciliation is burning along with the houses.
That's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting from South Ossetia.